Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, bigger is always better.
Hail to the king, baby.
Baltimore's big morning show on the Fan.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party. And come correct. All cuts are on time. And rhyme connect. Got the right.
Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan. So Dan and I are going down to Comic-Con tomorrow because we did it last year, and Dan and Kevin Zwicker talked me into it again. They duped me into it again. And another person's going to be, someone else is going to be at Comic-Con tomorrow. My original favorite rap group.
Mm-hmm.
Original favorite rap group. I mean, to me, the rap group that took rap mainstream.
It did.
I mean, it took them platinum. Advertisement deals, $1 million deals with Adidas. It was just, well, it was awesome.
Funny to me, like, you know, Biggie's from Brooklyn and,
yeah,
and Grandmaster Flash, well, the foreign born, lived in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. But South Queens is always,
yeah,
for me, the, you know, the heart and soul of this.
Joining us right now, he's going to be at Comic-Con tomorrow from famed Run DMC. He's DMC. What's going on, DMC?
Yo, yo, what's up? DMC is in a place to be, and the place to be is right here as a Fan.
Thank you very much, my man. You're going to be at Comic-Con tomorrow now. I can imagine you being at a Rock the Bells concert or some kind of benefit concert, but why Comic-Con?
Well, before hip-hop came from the Bronx and changed this little Catholic school kid's life, and before 70s rock radio infected me with the desire to become a rock god and totally dominate the mics in the hip-hop genre, all I did as a little kid was collect, read, and draw comic books.
That's really?
All I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. I was this little nerdy kid that all I cared about was comic books. And because I was reading every day, even when the educators was pulling their hair out, take the comic books from the kids, they overlooked the fact that I was reading every day.
Yeah.
And I was a straight A plus student, 5 and 6 stars on the forehead and always on the honor roll. But the comic books gave me this creativity and this imagination that I didn't know was going to set me up to be so dominant in hip hop. So I'm a little Catholic school kid, nerdy kid that went on to totally take over the hip-hop genre. And comic books is my first love.
Actually, mine too. I'm a Catholic school kid from Brooklyn myself. And
yep,
I actually, how I bonded with my boy. My son, when he was little, I got him into to comic books. And to this, we go to Comic-Con every year. He's obviously older now, but how hard has it been? How do you break in when you know, with comics now, when Marvel and DC dominate the market so much? Is that difficult?
Well, no, not really, because, you know, I'm a product of Marvel. You know, when I was a little kid, I collected, you know, Batman. DC was cool. Batman, Superman.
Flash.
Flash was one of my favorite comic books to read and draw. Green Lantern, all of that. But Stan Lee was brilliant because he had the superheroes in New York City. So I'm a little kid. Every time I opened up a comic book, I got a geography lesson about the world that I really lived in. So when I opened up Marvel comic books, this world of superheroes, it wasn't fake to me. It was real, and it was very relatable because, you know, most superheroes are smart. Batman, Tony Stark, Peter Parker. Peter Parker, Spider-Man took it to another level because I was like, oh, shoot, Spider-Man lives in Queens. So I live in Queens. But
Daredevil's from Manhattan, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I looked at a Marvel comic book, Harlem, the Lower East Side, you know, Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue. So that world was real to me. So to escape me getting bullied and teased and picked on because I was a little kid going to the only Catholic school in the hood, so I was a mark. I carried a big book bag, a big book bag that said St. Pascal Baylon, you know, elementary school. So when I was in school, I was in heaven. And when I made it home, I was in heaven. But to walk back and forth was totally traumatic for me. So comic book was a release for me. It was the only world where I could really relate to these characters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And another thing that it did for me, especially Marvel comic books, this is the thing that set me up to, do what I did with Run and Jay. Marvel comic books always told me as a little kid, no matter how bad it gets, Darryl, how you think about yourself is how the world's going to perceive you. And if you believe in yourself, everything that you believe that you can do, you will accomplish. For instance, it taught me to define yourself in an adjective, and you tell the world who you are. Example, the Amazing Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, the Invincible Iron Man.
Yeah.
So when hip-hop comes over the bridge, I never wanted to be in show business. Hip-hop for me was just a, wow, I could express my feelings and tell stories over music. For me, I did most of my hip-hop in the early years in the basement by myself. It wasn't until I was discovered by Joseph Simmons, who was Russell Simmons' brother, who was at the time, before he became the big mogul he is today, he was just managing rap acts, Houdini, Curtis Blow, and Jimmy Spicer. So when hip-hop came over the bridge, Darryl McDaniels, this little Catholic school kid who the world perceives as a weakling, the initials of my name is DMC. So Marvel taught me, when I get on that microphone, mild-mannered Catholic school kid Darryl McDaniels isn't no longer just Darryl McDaniels. He becomes the D, devastating M, Mike, C, controller. Or in the next record, I'll become the microphone master. You know what I'm saying? So my whole career, this is true. All I was doing was just pretending to be the most dominant force in the hip-hop universe because it wasn't real to me. Like, you know, Run, he when Run was 8, 9, 10, and 11, 12, Curtis Blow and Bam Vada and DJ Hollywood and all of these, DJs and Flash and Melly Mel was in and out of his living room. For me, Melly Mel and Kool Moe Dee and the Treacherous Three and Afrika Bambaataa, they did that on record. I just pretended to do that in my basement. Check this out. The same way I would take my favorite blanket and put it on my neck and run through my mother's house. I'm Batman. I'm Superman. And my mother would scream, "No, you're not in this house. Superman ain't jumping up on my furniture." But I would just make believe in it. So when hip-hop came along, I was like, oh, shoot, you could tell stories over music. So I was all my raps that you heard on records was raps that I was writing for me. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear them. I graduated from high school, so I wrote a rhyme about it. I'm DMC, in the place to be. I'm going to St. John's University. And since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. After 12th grade, I went straight to college. What happened after that, Run came over my house one day just to play basketball. And he saw my huge comic book collection. And it was like, yo, all of these, you read all these comic books? And I was like, not only do I read them, I can draw everything that's in every one of them. And then he was like, he saw me and my brother's turntables. And he was like, yo, do you do that? And I lied to Joe. I said, no, my brother does that. But then after, you know, he was coming over every day, he discovered that I could DJ like Grandmaster Flash because I was nice. And then one day he picked up, and I always tell this to little kids when I go to middle schools and speak to them. One day he picked up my black and white notebook where I was writing my rhymes. But the first thing he noticed before he started reading the rhymes was like, yo, D, you get marks like this? You get grades like that? And I was like, yeah, man, that's what I do. And he was like, yo, you wrote all these rhymes? And this was in eighth grade. He looked at me and he said, yo, whenever my brother lets me make a record, I'm putting you into my group. And when he said that to me, I looked at him, and it was like he was speaking another language. It was like, what in the hell did this dude just say to me? Because in my mind, Rapper's Delight was for Sugar Hill Gang. The message was Melly Mel's. Planet Rock was the, Harpy Rap was Treacherous 3. I don't do that. They do that. So make a long story short, he said that to me, right? I graduate from Rice High School. I make it to St. John's University. So I wrote my little rhyme about it. And the summer of 82, we graduated. I was a class of 82. That was in June. That August in 1982, the phone rings, and it was Joseph. And he was like, yo, Darryl. I was like, yo, what's up, Joe? Remember 4 years ago when I said, whenever my brother lets me make a record, I was like, oh, yeah? He was like, grab your rhyme book. We're going to the studio. And we went and we made It's Like That and Sucker
It's Beat. Like That. Oh, my gosh. It's Like That.
That's how it started.
You know what? It's funny. When I was in middle school, that's how we responded to everything. You know what I mean? You do stuff that somebody say, oh, yeah, you would respond. It's like that. That's the way it like is. And it's like your music became pop culture, and not only as expression, but also in what we did, as we hear with DMC from Run DMC. My first pair of Adidas was because you and Run wore Adidas. I remember you being on Saturday Night Live, performing live. You all brought rap mainstream, this music that we listened to that nobody understood. While we were listening to it, you gave it life. You breathed life into it to where, you know, everybody was listening to it.
Everybody. And my question is, I mean, I'm a St. John's grad. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. I mean, I know where you're I think your elementary school is in St. Albans, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know this. I mean, I'm from the city. I've lived there most of my life. But I was curious, how come you guys, like the Hollis area, the South Queens area, when I think of this, I don't think Bed-Stuy, Brownsville. It's always South Queens, Jamaica, Hollis, St. Albans. Why was that the hotbed?
I guess because, you know, Bed-Stuy was on the map. Harlem was on the map. Bronx was on the map. We was this little neighborhood that wanted to be heard. And you know, when the odds are stacked against you, you know what I'm saying, you want to be impressive. So I guess for us, it's just one of those things. Hip hop allowed, you know, these three suburban dudes, you know what I'm saying, because we wasn't Brooklyn, we was not Bed-Stuy, Do or Die, we wasn't the Bronx, and we wasn't Harlem. You know what I'm saying? We was Queens, and the perception of Queens that we was soft. Let's be real. The perception in Queens that we were soft, but you know, Brooklyn and Harlem and Manhattan and all those places didn't know that we had all of those elements of, you know, poverty and crime and drug dealing. Also, so hip hop gave us a voice to be heard. But I think for us, we always had a chip on our shoulders because we was from Queens. So when we came out, you know, whether it was stepping out with the records, whether it was Marley Marl or Davey DMX, you know, producing these songs, or whether it was Ali Shaheed, we had to be impressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We couldn't just come with some.
You had one shot at it.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Eminem record, you get one shot, and we delivered. But for Run DMC, who even the people before us said, y'all the guys that presented and y'all did it and this and that. No, the real pioneers are everybody before Run DMC. I gave it away. I was always dropping Easter eggs in my music. On my Adidas, I said what Run DMC is really responsible for doing. We didn't create this. It wasn't because of us. We took the beat from the street and we put it on TV. We happened to be the individuals that was chosen to be the face of the culture. Now, if you want to talk about the great, listen, from Eminem to Jay-Z to me and Run to LL to all of us, yeah, we are fabulous and remarkable. But the greatest people to ever do hip-hop was all of the MCs and DJs before Rapper's Delight. And nobody knows about that era.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about the reason why all of this came to existence. Think about it like this. Me and Run and P.E. and LL and De La Soul, we had rappers and DJs to look up to. The first rappers and DJs, they didn't have no idols to look up to. Mm-hmm. Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel, Kumo D, Treacherous Street, Funky 4+1. Those are the real pioneers, and those are the stories that really need to be heard. I understand, you know, NWA movie, make a DM, you know, Run DMC movie. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Crush Groove, baby. Come on. Crush Groove was awesome. Crush Groove was awesome. I watched it like 20 times.
Every day since 1978, I wake up, whether it's from the cassette, from when it went to CDs, all the cassettes of the early performances, I listened to hip-hop from 78 to 82 every day, and I always discover something new. So that being said, you said it. Run DMC influenced pop culture, but pop culture influenced us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, well, we just talked about this via text. Aerosmith. I mean, you took Aerosmith Walk This Way, which absolutely. Was, and you know, someone said you resurrected their career, and my response was, you all helped one another because that
exactly.
took you mainstream.
No, exactly. Yeah, we did a lot for them, but look what the hell it did for us.
Exactly.
I love you bringing us this here. We didn't sit down and say, we're going to put rock with rap, and we're going to make this record Walk This Way, and we're going to change history. The reason why we chose to do Walk This Way was because in the crates of all the early DJs were rock records. We freestyled over disco. We freestyled over R&B. But in those crates of Grand Wizard Theodore and Grandmaster Flash and DJ Charlie J's were rock records. Walk This Way was just one of me and Run's favorite records to freestyle over. And originally, me and Run, we was going to rap over it and talk about us. It was Rick Rubin's idea to do the record over the way the original group originally did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep. Rick Rubin, yeah. Yep.
Hey, this is fun.
DMC, cool. let me ask you this. I mean, you talk about the old school, the pioneers. Do you like where rap has gone today?
I could never is this the politically correct
answer? No, not at all.
No,
not at all.
I'm just talking to myself. I could never critique another person's creativity, but let me just say this. I talked about this yesterday with the people on the rock station. A lot of my friends and a lot of my peers and a lot of people, I would say, 35 to 65, a lot of them go, I must be getting old because I can't when I stop them. It has nothing to do with the age. It has something to do with intellectual superiority and confidence in oneself. We were young people. Like when I go to high schools and I go to middle schools and I speak, and the kid is like, he's old school. He used to, and he did that, and I got to check him. I say, yo, young brother, I didn't change the world when I was 50. I didn't change the world when I was 40. I didn't change the world when I was 30. I didn't change the world when I was 20. I changed the world when I was your age. And then they look at me, and then the guy said, no, yeah, man, that's right, man. They the reason why Kanye got an Adidas deal. They the reason why these rappers is making money. And they start bringing that up. But what I want to say to you is, and I want to say to everybody else is, we were young people who thought highly of ourselves.
Yep.
We wanted people, we wanted the elders and the educators and the professors and the intellectuals to look at us from 12, the typical rapper and DJ and breakdancer was probably 12 to like 22 years old. If you was, you know, Curtis Blow and DJ Hollywood and all those guys were a little older than us. They were already in the clubs doing, I'm the disco DJ rapping man. I'm talking about the young people that started making these records. We were young people who had high self-esteem, and we expected a lot from each other. So when you look at hip-hop now, this is what's going on.
Hey,
it's too easy.
And DMC,
easy. Everybody can do it.
We got to run.
Everybody can do it.
What's the name of your comic book?
Oh, my comic book company is, check this out. It's not Marvel. It's not DC. Not Image.
I know.
Daryl Makes Comics.
DMC.
DMC.
Daryl Makes Comics.
DMC.
And the comic, here's a quick description of it. In this universe that I'm on the phone with y'all right now, my superpower is hip-hop and rock and roll. I'm a badass, and I use my hip-hop and rock and roll powers to educate, inspire, motivate, beat down all the bad guys and the knuckleheads, and make the world a better place. In the comic book, it's me, Daryl McDaniels, but it's an alternate universe. I actually graduate from St. John's University, and I become a teacher, but I'm also the guy running around fighting all the bad guys. Like how Run discovered I had rhyme-writing superpowers, I discovered that I really got superpowers.
DMC, I will be there tomorrow. I hope to see you. And all I can say is,
I'm doing two panels. I'm doing a panel tomorrow and a panel on Saturday. If anybody's out there listening, and you know, spread the word.
I mean, Saturday and Sunday.
Come to the panel. Yeah, come to the panel because it gets really, really deep.
And your words, damn, that DJ made my day. Have a good one, my friend.
Made my day. Talk about home. Like,
have a good
Another
one.
Another St. John's guy.
DMC from Run DMC. Wow. That's all I can say.
That was fun.
Hey, I think right now, you and I could collectively drop the mic.
We can just play that again.
Check this out. Big Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.